The Curious Couple, episode 38.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the curious ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
You're listening to podcasts recorded about our trip to Desire in Riviera Maya, Mexico. We had a blast. We have fun sharing it with you. We would love to have you email us any questions or thoughts about our trip, about the experience we had, about the resort itself, anything related to Desire Mexico, because our plan is to create a fifth podcast episode where it's basically the aftermath. We're going to share some of our thoughts having taken a step back, and we'd love to entertain some of your questions, thoughts, or ideas. Also, if you are now inspired or have been thinking about going to Desire, please click on one of our links on our website, thecuriouscouple.com, and it will take you to the Desire website. By doing this, we get a small referral. Our podcast we do for free, essentially, and it's a way to have a little kickback to cover our expenses to do this podcast. So if you are interested in checking out Desire, going there for vacation, please click on one of our links, or our promo code is 2178 for Desire. You can also go to our website, click on the resources page, and you will see links to Desire as well as all of the different lifestyle websites for creating profiles or for travel. So we appreciate you guys. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey guys, you are now listening to a revised version of episode 38, Desire Vacation Part 4. The original version we took down for a while. This is a edited version. Every time you hear this sound, it's a time where we had to cut it and make some adjustments. So this may be a little choppy. It should still make sense, but bear with us. We got a lot of listeners wanting to still hear this podcast, so we're putting it back out there in this form. Sorry, we kind of learned some lessons from this on what we can and can't share. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Welcome back. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And this is part four, the encore show for our trip to Desire.
The climax, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I'm just going to touch myself while we record this.
I think we'll be touching each other after we record this.
Thank God. If we left off after the other one, we probably wouldn't speak for a day or two.
No shit. Thanks for bearing with us as we work out that fun stuff.
Issue.
Yeah.
Yep. Swinger probs.
I could tell it got a little, it stirred up some emotions in us just reliving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, in the moment, that's what I was telling you. You were like, I'm not mad at you, while I was taking a shower. And I said, your voice was shaking. Like, your voice was shaking. You were so mad that I could feel. That's it. Let's move on.
So we spend. Okay, so we made a couple errors here. And if you're listening and you're thinking about going to Desire, or you've been, here's one error we made. We signed up and we got a free transfer with our trip to Desire, which a transfer is basically the ride from the airport. And we let them schedule it all, and they had us leaving the resort 4 hours before our flight. Not necessary.
Yeah.
So had we left 3.5 hours before our flight, I would have received an email saying our flight had been delayed.
Well, and it was delayed late, like 8:50. So that would have given us another 3 hours at least.
Yeah. Then we would have received the email saying your flight's been canceled till tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we would have never had to have left the resort. Instead, we go to the airport and spend 6 hours. We go through security. We check our bags. We stand in line to figure out what the hell's going on. We have to go back through customs to get our bag.
Well, and all it says here's. I mean, this is important because maybe it's not weird to you, but I've never traveled outside of the U.S. So it was weird to me how little communication there was. Like, all the board would say, you don't know your gate even until an hour before. So we never had a gate. And then suddenly, and it says on time, that's all it says, on time. We finally get a gate, and it says delayed, I think.
Plus
it said it. So the times up there are in military time. And this, at first, we thought, okay, it's delayed till 7 p.m. But it said 0700 plus. So we're thinking, surely they mean 7 p.m. or later. So we ask, and there's only like one gate that has an American Airlines person at it. And by
let's not even bother getting in all this.
Well,
this is
we don't,
in weeds that don't even
that's
matter.
That's true. But I think it's important to note that people are losing their minds.
Yeah, people are losing their minds. And I do want to make this point that I have traveled quite a bit. And I think one of my better, healthier traits is I deal with stress very well. And I must say that inspired me how well she dealt with stress and adversity. And the way this day played out, I think, is a testament to her attitude and mindset, because it didn't waver no matter what was thrown at us. And I think of myself as being good in that way, but she showed me a level of, well, you guys will hear it.
Well, it was almost comical, because I kept making jokes about we have to find a way to stay here. And so, not that I had any idea what was about to play out, but when we're delayed, I was like, we're stuck in Mexico, you know, here we go. And then as it got pushed back and we finally realized, okay, this flight isn't going to happen and it's not going to take place until tomorrow. I'm thinking, worst case scenario, we have to spend the night in Mexico in a crappy hotel, but we're still in Mexico. Like, who cares? And so I'm loving this. My job is easy to get away from. Our kids are figured out. So, and I think as we're standing in line trying to figure out what's going on, nobody's really telling us anything. We keep hearing, we don't know. People are losing their minds, and we're just sitting back kind of laughing about it. Like, we can't do anything about it at this moment. We said, no matter what, we're going to have a good time. And I don't even think at this point we were even fathoming the idea of going back to Desire, but we were just going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. So they were going to put us up in a Westin on the ocean. And in fact, we made it all the way to the Westin, checking in, very nice looking hotel. At this point, we're still not sure when our flight home is.
Nobody's telling us anything.
Yeah.
We're literally following around a guy in a bright orange vest. In no,
we weren't even following people at the time. They just expected us to figure it out
at
times.
I mean, there has to be people that probably didn't.
Yeah. Again, this is more information. This podcast will be long enough.
Okay. I just thought it was important to give you an idea.
The most important thing from this part that we're sharing with is your mindset and attitude. Because even when you said, it doesn't matter if we stay at a crappy hotel, there are women and people listening to this that go, damn, really? Because I wouldn't want that. Or, you know, wouldn't have that same mindset.
Yeah.
And so that is something of note. And I love and appreciate that about you. That was unbelievable. And I love that. Really.
Well,
so
it paid off.
It did. So it probably inspired me to think this way. So we are literally at this hotel now after probably five and a half hours.
Like, I'm next in line. I'm checking in.
We're 5.5 hours into this adventure, just going back to the airport, and we don't know when the flight is yet. And so I tell her, because we're hearing it's going to be at 7 a.m. And I'm like, you know, it's not probably worth it to go back to Desire to pay that kind of money to then have to cut our night short, because we've got to be back here so early. So I said, if I can get the airline on the phone and figure out another flight that's later, we'll go back to Desire. And I got this lady on the phone, and I kind of schmoozed her, and she's like, no, you got to take the earliest one out. And whatever, I'm not sure how it happened, but we end up getting a flight at nearly noon. And so
I know how it happened because we're sitting there thinking this is going to work out. I think we even had the conversation on the ride over there. We're like, we're going to get back over there. Oh my gosh, how funny is that going to be? We're going to go back. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to have a last night again.
So they tell me, I get off the phone with her. She's booked this flight at noon, and literally A is about to sign the paperwork for the hotel room. And I said, nope, let's roll. Let's grab a taxi. And we rolled back to, I called Desire and they said, yep, we've got a room. We'll just give you the same rate you were paying before. And sweet, we're back. So we grabbed a taxi and we, rolled back over there, and people were looking at us a little strange. Oh, the best part was we get there after checking back in, and our Canadian friends are still there for another night.
I'm already like, I think I had a permanent smile from the minute we walked in that place, because now we have this amazing story to tell everybody, and we had decided we're on borrowed time. We are going to have a blast.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's just me and you, and we don't talk to another soul. We're going to have the best time of our lives.
Swing from the chandeliers,
yes,
tonight.
Yes, yes.
It was definitely, if you guys had listened to, I think it was our sixth podcast, the ice storm, where we drove to Dallas, and it took us 11 hours, and we said, fuck it, we are going to party like rock stars, even though there's 10 people in this club. And it was one of our favorite nights.
Yeah.
We took that same state of mind.
Yeah, I think it's because we learned from that, because that night we took some warming up, but it ended up being a blast. And so it really goes to show you that having a shitty, because really we could have been like, we missed all day at the pool.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do any of the activities. We could have been here all day if that email would have come through. I mean, there were so many reasons
Yeah, it could have gone either way.
We
were just like, fuck this. We are going to have a blast. We are going to have a blast. We don't give a shit. We're going to have a blast.
And
we had a blast.
Well, we were just like talking to people that we hadn't been to. People that had been there all week were striking up conversations with. And I don't know how much time we want to spend on all that. But we finish up dinner and it's schoolgirl night. And I'm finally getting to redeem you're redeeming yourself, or however you want to put it, from the night before. We're going to go to the activities. We hear it's going to be good music. It's schoolgirl night, and I'm bummed that I don't have my schoolgirl. That's the one thing I didn't, well, obviously we didn't plan on being there. I didn't have that with me, and didn't care. Put on some lingerie, put my hair in pigtails, and I was ready to party.
By the way, that outfit was my favorite of the week.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, you looked incredible. I'll put it like this. She looked so good. I considered just not doing anything with anybody, and I'm like, I would be so content if it was just the two of us tonight. Like, smoking hot. I was gaga over her, just seeing her looking like this.
Well, and we're also like on this high.
Yeah.
Like, it's
so
super exciting.
She knows I love stockings, and yeah, I rarely get to see her in stockings. And so that's a turn on. The pigtails were a turn on. Your garter belt.
Yeah.
All of it.
It was fun.
It was hot.
First time I think that I've had pigtails, and you were all about that. Mm. And it was fun. So, and then of course, our Canadian friends show up, and she's scantily clad and gorgeous, per usual. And she had a freaking t-shirt on and made it look so hot, like all tied up. And anyway, it's very easy for her. And we go down there, we're listening to the music, and we run into one of the guys you guys have been playing volleyball with all week. And this is another example.
Oh, an old guy.
Yeah. Do we talk about him?
Alan.
You've got to edit that out.
No, I don't. Think about it. These people aren't going to listen, and they're just...
Well, good people. Like,
totally
really
good people.
Freaking cool people. But I hadn't spent that much time really interacting with them that much because I didn't play volleyball. Anyway, I guess he suggested it. I may have even suggested it, because at this point, we are partying balls. Like, I don't care. Tequila shots. Let's start with tequila shots, because why wouldn't we, right? So we take this awful tequila shot, and I think we were all just feeding off of each other's energy, because next thing I know, Canadian couples come back with 12 shots. We'd been taking lemon drop shots all week. He comes back with 12. So three for all of us. And I would have taken them all back to back at that moment. Like, I was ready to have a good time. I'm drinking vodka in between my shots, and we're ready to have a good time. And so we start dancing and
they're playing music that's like, it's good.
It was fun. Yeah. Well, I think it was 70s and 80s, 70s but it was fun. Night. Dance yeah. music. And, but everybody's dancing. Out there. Yeah. It was just,
we are in the middle of it. Just
it was a good
up.
Energy and all the girls, all the staff, girls were there, which every other night it seemed like there was maybe two of them out there at a time, but there was another performance that was going on in the disco. So I think I was talking to one of the other staff girls, getting all the questions answered about what they do and how their job works that I didn't have a chance to. I mean, I'm checking stuff off my list that I didn't get to do all week. In my last 12 hours, I'm going to make the best of it.
Yeah. And in fact, at one point we had been observing a couple there where this woman was smoking hot.
Yeah.
And the guy, they didn't interact with anybody. At this point, we just assume they're nudists.
They like, I guess, voyeuristic, like would just sit at the edge of the pool, or there was some chairs off in the back where everybody was dancing.
They weren't even on the edge of the pool. Everything was from a distance.
Yeah, they would, and always watching. Yeah. Always watching, never interacting with anyone. And, you know, hindsight, yes, maybe the next trip, day one, we get all that knocked out. Because honestly, after we had the tequila and the balls to get up and actually talk to a lot of those people, we would have had so much fun the next day.
Yeah.
So,
well, I was trying to get A to go talk to them, like kind of just
go get their story,
teasing her. Yeah. And then I'm like, fuck it, I'll go talk to her. And
I courage.
Sat right down next to him and got a very warm feeling from her. And what was the line he said? Oh, we're
introverts and we're exclusive.
Yeah. Like in the first sentence. And I'm like, okay.
You said they knew all about us.
They knew
us.
Our story.
They knew our airport story. So that's just what they did all week. They probably knew everything about everybody.
From where?
But
who were they speaking to? They're introverts.
They're just watching and listening. They're paying attention. They probably weren't drinking. They were picking up on things that the rest of us weren't even understanding.
Right.
I mean, because they're not interacting with anybody. So it's just so funny how you have 100 couples there. You have 100 different ways
to do it.
Doing it.
Yep.
Or not doing it.
Doing
whatever.
Their own thing, right?
Yeah. In fact, at one point, Alan's wife was like, oh, they were playing Madonna like a virgin. And she laughed. She goes, show me one of those here. You never know. I mean, somebody might be into that. Maybe they don't have sex. They just watch other people. But anyway.
So
that was so fun just to talk to people and interact with people. And it was like...
And we were drinking.
We were drinking.
We were doing some serious drinking.
So between the drinking and... just the excitement of being there, like
the dancing, the flirting with the staff.
I was dancing my ass off in heels. That's how you know I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Because I didn't kick my shoes off once and I thought I was the sexiest thing out there.
You were the sexiest thing.
Well, but
there.
I don't always think that, but you're
sexy. I think that was probably, it might be a little, I won't even say it. What? We just had a lot of people out there with us and I felt like we were right in the middle of it and,
yeah,
maybe helped facilitate things going in that direction. And the Canadians were on full bore, too.
Oh,
I mean, they met us every inch of the way with the enthusiasm.
Not more, yeah, they were drinking and partying, and it was just so much fun. So I went to the bathroom and ran into one of the girls that works there, and she's super sweet. Of all the staff, she probably got to know me the best just because... and come to find out, she's only been there for a month. She's real young. Anyway, so we're getting each other's story and we're talking about, you know, real life family stuff. And I said, well, come on out with me. You know, of course, I'm still having the time of my life. Let's go take some shots because why wouldn't we? Right. And we can still walk a straight line. So let's go drink. You know, I'm going to go over to the bar. I'm going to take some shots. Well, we walk out and she says, I'll be right back. I can't drink with you. She said she's taking some medicine or whatever, but she said, I'll be right back. I'm gonna bring you the drink. Did you just remember the drink?
The drink
was
really good.
She brings two drinks. And that's another thing. It's like, why do we discover all these things on the last night? Like, that's really good. I would have been drinking that all week.
I don't know the name of it. And maybe for those who have been there.
Well, we had two different drinks.
for those of you who have been there, they may know the names of these drinks. Mine, I thought it was maybe a Sex on the Beach. It tasted rum-like. It was yellow and orange. But when I said, is this Sex on the Beach? They said no. So if you know what that is, let
Mine
us know.
Mine was a blue something. Well, anyway, she goes to the bartender and says, I think she said, I need two of your sexy drinks or something. Anyway, that's what she came back with. I said, well, were you changing in there earlier with the window open? Well, of course. I mean, windows open, doors open, like
we were cruising around naked.
Yeah.
For
I mean, you get to the
minutes.
Point where it feels weird to not be naked. Mm-hmm. And it just was very comfortable, and to the point where I thought the whole world should be like this, because if we all thought that way, it wouldn't be weird, because it just wasn't weird anymore. And I was like, yeah, totally. Well, they were walking by after they ate and saw us changing, so they knew exactly where our room was. So that gave me some peace of mind. And so I'm watching the, because another thing is we don't have watches. We don't carry anything that tells us what time it is. And so I kept thinking it's got to be 1 o'clock. You know, I'm partying my ass off tonight. And I think it was like 11 maybe it's 11 when we get up there. And we're still in freak party mode, making friends.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going to let you breathe now.
Okay.
Because this part was a lot of fun for me. Were you the first one to get on the bar?
Do you want me to tell you how that happened? Do you remember?
How did it happen?
Well, so we've made friends. I don't know if you
I made a friend with a very unique, exotic accent.
Another one that we hadn't really
Israel,
talked to all week.
Israel, yeah. Germany / Seattle.
And then there was the couple from Denver that we literally met on our way out that day. Mm-hmm. And so I'd had a whole conversation with them, and you know, we're leaving, and so it was fun to run into them again, like, hey, we're back. And mm-hmm. It was just fun. The bartenders up there are so much fun. They love us. They've now just started pouring the shots that we'd been ordering all week without us even asking, and pointing at the table, like, bend over, because that's the position we assume for body shots. So we're just having the time of our lives.
By bending over, she means at the waist, so that the shot rests on the tailbone or the ass of the girl.
Yeah.
So.
Because everybody does body shots off of boobs, but. Yeah,
we do it off
when
ass.
When you lick an asshole.
Classing it up.
You're classing it up. So there could have been 50 people in there or 6, I don't know, but we're suddenly the show. And so I'm talking to this girl that they just got there that day from Denver. And she says, what are you smirking about?
Smirking because I'm dying to talk.
Oh, well, you don't know this whole how it started. You asked who got up there first. It's important to know why it happened. So she starts telling stories about Pearl and the differences and blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, we used to do like real body shots, like get up on the bar and they'd pour shots. The bartenders would pour shots, and you know, you're just a buffet of body shots, and girls would just line up. And I said, so you can't do that anymore? And she goes, no, they won't let us. And I said, why? I mean, what's the deal? We're up here half naked, licking each other's buttholes. Like, who cares? And she said, I don't know. And of course we're three sheets to the wind and think that the word hot stuff at this point. And I said, well, let's see what happens. Let's see if we get kicked out. I mean, we're on borrowed time. Who cares? So I plop my ass up on the bar. And next thing I know, little Alejandro is mixing up shots faster than anything.
He was quick.
Yeah, he had one mixed up before we had even taken one. And they're pouring them all over me. And they're cold. And there's 3 or 4 girls. They're sweet. That's another thing that's important to mention. We had been doing body shots all week and ending up with like sugary butts and boobs, and it's sticky, but this stuff was sticky. It was chocolate syrup and like melon liqueur and I don't even know what all. And so we're just taking turns flipping on the bar, and I guess you were enjoying yourself. I'll let you talk.
Well, no, I'm smirking because when we do these podcasts, I watch the how loud we are into the microphones, and I have to always kind of remind A to speak in the microphone because she tends to talk quieter, and there's just little blips on this little radar of, and I don't know the technical terms of, but saying how loud it is.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And she's like off the charts right now. She's speaking so loud and direct. I mean, she might deep throat this microphone.
I might. I will. I'm dying to get to the end. Go ahead.
No kidding. Yeah, prolong this.
Okay, I'll take a deep breath.
We don't need to prolong it, but there for me, this was a lot of fun. I mean, the girls doing the body shots, we were just miles everywhere.
I felt like I
was
in college.
It was wild.
I didn't even have this much fun in college.
No, you weren't.
It was
having
like
body shots taken off your
this
pussy
was like
and your boobs.
Spring break. I don't even know, on steroids.
It was very hedonistic.
It was so fun.
Yes. So, our Canadian friends, and I'm not sure if they're going to listen, and if they are, and if I missed this or have misspoken, please send an email or let us know. But they are meeting us at the same level of enthusiasm whole time.
They were turning up.
They were turning up, and he was taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Like, his alcohol intake must have been more than ours.
There was a moment, actually there was a few moments, but I remember, I think even I said to you, I said, he's had more to drink than we've seen. This is a side of him that we haven't seen. And it wasn't like inappropriate or...
No, he was just partying.
He was just partying his ass off. He had a paddle.
Oh, a spanking paddle.
That he was, and this was long before, this was down when we were dancing downstairs, and he's going around and spanking girls, and I looked at her a couple times and I was like, oh my gosh, he was like tea in the foam party, just biggest smile on his face again, you know, turning into an 18 year old, you know, that's, I don't know, at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, he was having the time of his life, and it was fun to watch because we hadn't seen that side of him. But yes, it was starting to become clear he had a lot to drink.
Well, and she said, I have never even seen him like this. Like, this is beyond something she recognized.
It was but different than we
so
had seen.
Yeah, there were several. So we were interacting with three other couples, and I mean, it was just fun.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't even, what I think was so fun about it is it wasn't like, ooh, you girls make out. Ooh, let's go to the playroom. It was, we are having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are taking shots. We're laughing. And not to say that all the sexy stuff is bad, but
it was more fun than being sexy.
It was
time.
So fun.
Right. Well, what's interesting is, you know, we know this couple to be basically just into each other and maybe some girl on girl stuff. And I sensed a different energy from them this night.
Yeah, I think we made out with them. Is that bad that I don't remember?
I remember him getting a little bit more touchy feely with you.
Yeah, it was, but I don't remember if I kissed him or not. I think I did.
Yeah. Well, and she kissed me, and at one point she was fondling me, and I was like, "Whoa!" Like, so this kind of, I don't even know if we're gonna get into that part of the later evening. We could probably leave that part out, but they may have communicated something about us. And
well,
maybe...
see, and I was thinking, and maybe it was because our energy was so high and so different, and maybe everybody else was feeding off of that too, because the whole dynamic felt different. And there were several times, because I thought that too, I was like, are they going to be disappointed if my fantasy comes true later? Are they going to be disappointed if we don't hang out with them, or if we're like, see you guys, sorry, but we got to go do this. And we were having fun. We were dancing, but she was not, it wasn't like, oh, I want to, you know, like the girls were very touchy on the dance floor and kissing and, you know, soft touches and all that. The first night that we all hung out, there wasn't any of that. It was more just partying, like dancing.
Well, there was more interaction with her and me than her and you.
Right. And
which
so,
was a little different.
Yeah. And that, yeah. And maybe you're right, but I was not feeling that at all. I was like, they know that we're probably going to do something else. And I had even told you that, not that it was off the table, but I didn't want to put all of our energy into that being
okay
our last
that.
Night. We've hung out with them every night. And even if these were our best friends, we would still want to have other interactions.
Sure.
Just because it does kind of limit you when you're engaged in talking to a couple, because somebody else may walk up and not approach you or talk to you.
And we are also conscientious people of people we like and care about. And so we don't want to step, you know,
no.
blow people off or make people feel bad. But, you know, we're
it just, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's swinging.
So, yeah, we, in fact, I was kind of piecing this together afterwards because it kind of got fuzzy, but I was like, wait a second, she was touching me and she was kissing me. And I'm like, I think we might have missed some signals. They might have been trying to communicate something more to us. Well,
maybe. That's what made it so hot, because we just turned something pretty nasty and not fun into, as far as I'm concerned, the best night I've had in the lifestyle. I mean, I think that really goes without saying. That was so fucking fun.
Which is awesome that this is like the third or fourth time I've heard you use that expression. This was my favorite night in the lifestyle.
I would love to talk about that.
We just keep, it keeps getting better.
Well, we shouldn't set ourselves up for it getting better than that, because I think it'll probably be a while. It was the whole thing. It was the vacation. It was the
It was all good.
Fuck! If we could find that in our backyard, that'd be awesome. But I just, that was just so much fun. And the best part of the night. Oh, I guess that's what happened next. So they leave and say their goodbyes, and I finally got to say goodbye. You know, I had to go through all that just to get to the goodbye that I missed earlier. And we're like, yeah, it's 3 a.m, but this is our last night here. I think we went to the hot tub, didn't we? For a brief
bit. Yeah, we did.
Not long.
Yeah, because the Denver couple was still up there.
Yeah, so we went up to the hot tub, had a little conversation with them, laughed to each other about the last 12 hours.
We went up there and they were playing with another couple.
Yeah.
Except the guy just came over and started chatting with us. And he's like, oh yeah, you know, my wife, we're not really in the lifestyle. We just go on these vacations every couple of years and we have some fun, and we don't, I mean, we're not lifestyle, but she's over there making out with, or going down on the girl or whatever. And do you remember what he said?
No.
He goes, when you guys walked up and got in the hot tub, We saw you over there. I told her, go over there and give him a blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
She got up and like, this girl came over and nearly tackled her.
And I said, good, because we need some downtime. I mean, I wouldn't care.
And I said, geez, I would have taken it.
We literally just got done. So we sat there and again, watching the stars. And I think I realized the weather was really nice. The weather was perfect the whole time we were there. But some of the nights have been cooler than others. And it felt good. We're charged up. We're not tired. And I was even thinking, let's just pull an all-nighter. I mean, we were going to leave for the airport at 9. Let's get our money's worth. And so we decided to go down to the beach and find a little beach bed. Because that was one thing. I was like, what else have we not done? We never did that. We didn't have sex on the beach.
What else do we need to check off our list?
Yeah. We hadn't had sex on the beach. So we went and had sex on the beach. And it was hot.
Mm-hmm. You know, I, you know this, and I'll remind you because it was that hot, but you were being very vocal, and you know, I try to get you to be, but you must have just been super turned on that night because you were telling me all about it, and I loved it.
Yeah, I almost feel bad now thinking about it because I know you're like, damn, why isn't she like this with me? But it was just, it was like, It was amped up. It was like I lived my fantasy at the time.
So yeah, the talk and the sex and all that on the beach, that was icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good way to go out. So needless to say, we felt like we got our money's worth.
Yeah, we woke up this morning just laughing, and I think
the whole ride home we were. Just so kind of, hey, do you remember? Oh, happened. My God. That was so hot.
Yeah, we literally got 3 hours of sleep and had to get up and go to the airport.
Yeah, another delay on the way home, but we just were like zombies. We made
it. Took us all day to get home.
So fun. I think that sums it up.
I'm ready to go back.
Yeah, and we will be back. We've been trying to figure out when and how and... Yeah,
it would just from the experience in our last night alone, our next trip would be different. I think I wouldn't be as I spent a lot of time at the pool not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
And I would probably change that.
You should. Mm-hmm. Well, and the couple from the first night that left, I don't remember where they're from, but Florida. They talked about not doing anything. And then literally like paranoid about being naked. And then the last night or two, they let their inhibitions down and had a blast.
I don't know if we talked about that, but I think that's important to mention. She'd had breast cancer and had a mastectomy. She had her breast removed, had surgery. She was so self-conscious about her scars that she wasn't comfortable being naked in front of people. And you had a hard time, she had a hard time convincing me of that because we meet them on their last night and she is the first day even at the pool and she's like social butterfly, knows everybody. She's all up in everything. And to me, that's sexy when you're confident and you could just feel it. And I'm not naturally that way. And I don't know what that is, but. I had so much more fun the
confidence
last
is sexy, that's what that
the
is.
Last night that we were there that I would do the trip differently. But I still wouldn't change anything. I think it all happened the way it was supposed to.
Well,
no, I'm glad we did this tonight because I'm afraid that the post vacation depression is going to hit me as soon as we wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, probably so.
When I realize that we have to put clothes on.
Yeah, we've just been a day in clothes. But we can take off the clothes right now, if you'd like.
I'm going to wash the sand off my vibrator. Literally.
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you next time.
We'll fuck you later.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Curious Couple Podcast. Go to our website, thecuriouscouple.com, for links to all of our podcast episodes, their show notes, lifestyle website promos, travel deals, and much more. You can find us on Twitter at TheCuriousCPL, as well as email us at TheCuriousCPL@gmail.com. Check out Swingers Date Club, otherwise known as SDC.com, and put in our promo code 25648 for your free month trial. To take advantage of this trial, you can also just click the links on our website or on the podcast notes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Thanks again.